All right? Now, once the marriage has taken place, once we have gone through the marriage together, are we keeping you up? Sure? That back molar needs attention. Second one from the back. All right? All right. That was just a little joke. Huh? You don't mind. Huh? Okay. A yoke. If there are problems that occur in the relationship, and they might be minor problems, and might not be major problems, so there has to be problems, otherwise you're not normal. It's the same as the perfect ecclesia. If you find the perfect ecclesia, don't join it because you'll spoil it. All right? So it's the same kind of situation in a relationship. There is no possible way that you can go into a marriage relationship without problems. Otherwise, you're just not a normal Homo sapien. So therefore, on a continuous basis, either every 6 months or every year or whatever the case may be, we need to have follow-up sessions. Invite that young couple around, have a cup of tea together, and we say, remember that particular problem? You didn't like the way he brushed his teeth. He didn't like the way you did your hair. How are you guys working on that problem? No problem. She shaved her hair off. She doesn't have any hair at all. And I don't brush my teeth at all now, so it's not a problem. So you solve the problem. Okay? So that's really the thing, that you sit down and you look at these things together and slowly work out the relationship. Now, there are some differences that are worth keeping, and there are some differences that are just worth hurling straight out the window. Like my one problem about having my game of sticks every Friday night. That was just worth hurling straight out the window. But now and again, when it was a beautiful day, we live in a country that's got beautiful climate, sunny South Africa, the sun is just there, it's all the time. We only have two seasons, hot and very hot. That's it. And of course, the beach is just, you know, kind of just pulls you like that. Every Sunday, you kind of look at it, and it's a beautiful day, and of course, there's that little tug. And of course, that happened in our relationship, very, very small, but it was there. Maybe we don't have to go to the meeting today, because maybe we could spend a day with the family down at the beach. And I said, no, that's a difference which stays. So there's some differences which must go, and there's some differences which must stay, and that was one of them. And we need to have the wisdom, through God's word, to understand which are worth keeping and which are worth throwing out the window. 9 times out of 10, it's your own personal things. You know, those little personal things, little personal hang-ups, those you can take straight out the window and start building a relationship together. All right, so I'd like to just go through one or two sections here, and then we're going to have two volunteers who are going to come up here, and we're going to have a little experiment together. And I hope you can take it all in the right spirit. All right, so here's the kind of questions we talk about. How well do you think you know each other? Tell us how you met. How long have you known each other? What attracted you to each other? Is there anything you didn't like about him? Anything you didn't like about her? And of course, by that stage, you're going into your second cup of coffee, and everyone's kind of relaxed, and that's great. How do you see marriage? You see marriage as a good thing, a bad thing? Because, you know, when I got married, most of my peers didn't get married. They thought that marriage was a joke. They thought that living together, like Shechem and Dinah, they thought that was the norm. And of course, in the world, that is the norm. So for me, coming into the Christadelphian community, I mean, that was quite a shock that these people actually got married. I mean, wow, it was really something. How do you think you will benefit from marriage physically? Think about that. Physically. You don't have to have, you know, don't have to look for a date every Saturday night, just for starters, you know. Do you guys go dating on Saturday nights, or is it Friday nights? No, you don't have dating problems here. You don't go dating. It's all right. We can live with that. What do you think you're going to gain from the marriage spiritually? What do you think you can take out of the marriage? What do you think you can put into the marriage? And these are the kinds of questions which are there to generate discussion. How important do you see the following things in a marriage? Communication. Do you think that communication is important? Anyone? Do you think communication is important? Remember, I spoke about it yesterday. When you guys are really feeling that draw together, you must talk about it and talk about it. You know, as Brother Bob Lloyd says, you know, everyone's telling me to be good, but nobody's telling me how to be good. I'll just give you guys a little clue, huh? What I say to the young people back home. You start off by holding hands, right? Well, first of all, you start off by seeing. Then you start holding hands. Then it's like that, you see. And then it's like that, you see. And then It's the odd little kiss and the odd little hug and the odd little bit of grinding here and there. Right? Okay, let's call a spade a spade. At what stage do you stop? Where do you stop? And my motto is very simply, never lie down together and you'll stay out of trouble. Alright? Never lie down together and you'll stay out of trouble. That's one safety mechanism. The other safety mechanism is always balance the time that you have together where you're building your relationship together and time with the rest of the CYC or the rest of your group. If you can balance that time together, you're okay. So try and remember those two things. Do you think you remember them? You don't want to remember them, I bet. Huh? Okay, so those are the two little safety factors. How do we see marriage from God's point of view? How do you feel about having children? She might not want to have children. He might want to have children. We need to discuss that now. It's too late after the event to find out that she doesn't want to have children. Okay? How do you feel about having pets? You might think that that's not an issue. But I mean, she might be mad about dogs and cats. My wife is mad about cats. It was a great problem in our marriage when we first started. She had a cat called Proud Mary. It was off-center, this cat. And every time, well, she had ringworm. This cat had ringworm. And every time she licked her fur, all the paste that was in the fur to get rid of the ringworm, it drove her mad, you see. So you used to spend the time climbing up the walls and up the curtains. And, of course, the curtains were always looking shoddy. I said, do I have to live in this pigsty because of this cat, you see? And I mean, Wendy would be in the lounge and she'd be sitting there cross-legged with a skirt on, listening to some music, and the cat would be lying in her skirt. Now, I mean, I would come into the room, and the cat would just take off, and she'd be scratched all up and down the legs. And I'd say, my marriage is going down the tube for this cat. I won't tell you about the honeymoon night. That was another story altogether. I mean, I walk into the bedroom, and there's the bed, and you've got these cats lying all over the... So it's important. You need to talk about these things. It might not be a big issue. You might think that it's a pretty stupid thing to say, you know, do you like pets? The one person might be a pet lover. The other one might be a pet hater. And that could create a problem in the relationship. What are your feelings about divorce? We've already discussed that. It's a swear word. How do you feel about reading the Bible together? How do you feel about praying together? In other words, do you think that it is good that you should pray together where the husband just prays by himself and the wife just sits and listens? Or do you think it's important that he prays first and then she prays second? And so that you both open up your hearts before God. That's a personal thing. You need to discuss it. You need to talk about it. What about watching films? The one might be a movie addict. I used to be a movie addict. I used to take in 3 movies a day. Unbelievable. I used to come out feeling like my head was out there. I used to scratch my head. Yeah, just over there somewhere. I don't know whether you've ever taken in 3 movies a day, like over 6 days. Wow, I tell you, it's quite an experience. But what kind of films do you like watching? I don't watch films anymore. Since we've been married, by the way, we've only taken in about maybe 3 movies or 4 movies. We don't have time for films. You know, we just don't have time for that. Maybe TV. Do you guys have TV in your homes? Anyone has... You got a TV? Well, what kind of TV do you enjoy watching? Do you enjoy watching the sport? Watching these guys spending all Saturday afternoon chasing this little white ball. Bang! They hit it, right? And then they walk after this little ball. And sometimes they hit it in the bush. Sometimes they hit it here. You know? Incredible! A whole Saturday afternoon chasing a little white ball over a field. You know? And then finally they find a little flag. And underneath the flag is a little hole. And then they try and hit the ball into the hole, and then everyone claps and raves and whatnot. Incredible. Eh? And then, of course, you've got these other people. They just spend all day throwing a ball to each other. Wow! You know, wow! And then when the other guy's got the ball, everyone goes and jumps on him. You don't have that game yet. Right? They beat him to pulp, and they take the ball and throw it to somebody else. When he's got the ball, they jump on him. You know? And back home we have a game called football. They have the same kind of thing. It's like a kind of a, it's almost like a Sunday worship. They've got all the worshippers in the grandstands around about. You've got this green altar down at the bottom here. And you've got the priests, which are all kind of dressed up just like the people of the jungle, you know, with all kinds of stripes and things. And you've got the high priest who stands in the middle, and then he blows a whistle, and they all start kicking this thing around. And of course, every time this little round object goes into one of the altars, then of course everyone starts shouting and they start worshipping. Now, of course, you need to know whether the man you're going to marry is mad about football, because he's going to spend more time watching. When the children come along, you see, when the children come along, and he finds that the pressure of kids is too much, that's where he's going to be. He's going to be watching football. He's not going to be at home helping you with the children. You need to find out about that now. And you need to settle it, and you need to talk about it. And we need to bring it out and put it on the table. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. We won't go through this whole thing. Could we have our two volunteers up front, just for a second? Come on. We have a little... No, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you very much. We've got these two gorgeous young people here. They're about to get married. And we're about to find out whether they should be married. Right, we have a little chart over here, okay, and it's basically a little chart which we have, which we fill out together, and then we give to the couple afterwards, and we say, you need to go and look at this chart again, and just see the areas that you need to work on. All right, you ready for this? You're very brave. All right, her turn first. All right, you're gonna rate him now. You're gonna rate him on a scale of 1 to 5. All right. Or 0 to 5, 0, right? 0 means not at all. I'm going to say, how are you going to see him? Do you see him as being popular with the opposite sex? Now, 0 means that he's lousy. Like, there's not another girl in this whole room that's ever going to look at him. But if you give him a 3, means that he's kind of average. If you give him a 5, it means like all these girls here are just find this guy amazing. All right, you got it? You can. You can. We'll start off. Okay. Do you want to go first? Okay, you go first. He's brave. Good. All right. How do you see your partner as being, or do you see your partner as being introverted and quiet?
One.
Okay. Do you see your partner as being patient?
3.
Do you see your partner as being untidy?
3.
Do you see your partner as being kind to animals? Kind to animals.
If she's very kind,
you give her a 5. If you give her a 0, it means that she's, every time she sees a rabbit, she'll kick it on the head. 5. Do you see your partner as being kind and considerate?
3.
Do you see your partner as being a complainer? Does she nag a lot?
4.
Do you see your partner as being proud?
2.
Do you see your partner as being studious and serious-minded?
2.
Do you see your partner as being lazy?
4.
Withdraw. 2. All right. Do you see your partner as being oppressive and domineering? 1. Great. Do you see your partner as being popular with the same sex, that is, with their peers? Do you see your partner as being one who enjoys nightlife, going out dancing and razzling and all that kind of stuff? 4. Wow. Do you see your partner as being jealous of other relationships that you might have with friends or family?
4.
Do you see your partner as being a good listener? Do you see your partner as being reliable and faithful?
5.
Do you see your partner as being helpful around the house?
5.
Do you see your partner as being steadfast in the truth?
5.
Do you see your partner as being a sulker, one who harbors a grudge? And if you're upset, is she kind of...
4.
Do you see your partner as being good at handling money?
0.
0. Do you see your partner as being popular with the opposite sex? Yeah, no, it's for your question. Do you think, you reckon that most of these guys think that she's, all right, 4, huh? Okay, your turn. Do you see your partner as being oppressive and domineering?
0.
Do you see your partner as being popular with the same sex? Do you see your partner as being one who is a good listener?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being jealous of other relationships, friends and family?
Two. Oh, wait.
Three. Four. Four. Do you see your partner as a one who enjoys nightlife?
Two.
Do you see your partner as being kind and considerate?
One.
Do you see your partner as being proud?
Zero.
Do you see your partner as being studious and serious minded?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being lazy?
Three.
Three. Do you see your partner as being a complainer? Complains a lot.
Zero.
Zero. Do you see your partner as being kind to animals?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being untidy?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being patient?
Three.
Three. Do you see your partner as being introverted and quiet? Do you see your partner as being popular with the opposite sex?
Four.
Do you see your partner as being reliable and faithful?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being steadfast in the truth?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being a sulker, one who harbors a grudge?
Two.
Do you see your partner as being good with money?
Five.
Do you see your partner as being helpful around the house?
Five.
Five. Thanks very much. I'll give this to you afterwards, huh? Thanks a lot. All right, so you can see the kind of thing that we're doing. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. So these two young people are about to get married, and what I see here looks pretty good. Okay, what we would normally do is that we would ring areas that could present problems in their relationship later on, and then we actually give it to the young folks, and they would then look at it together from time to time, and so carefully and prayerfully build their relationship together so they know where the weak points are and the strong points, and so hopefully build a happy and strong marriage together. Thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.